This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nolan McGraw, we got the 105.7 The Fan breaking news ticker, which I guess is not working at this point in time, but what do we got here?
We got an Orioles hire here. They've hired John Mabry, former player.
Whoa!
He's a senior advisor, major league coaching staff. So he's joining the coaching staff here under Tony Mancelino.
Former St. Louis Cardinal, long time. And Rockabacco Mass and Sports kind of hinted that this could be a reality. So what is he doing again? Orioles always like to hang out these long titles there.
Title is senior advisor.
Oh.
That could be anything.
Yeah. But is he in uniform in the dugout kind of advising? Or I guess Freddie Gonzalez? Wasn't Mabry a minor league managerial experience, if I'm not mistaken? But there we go.
Well, maybe he could help with the hitting. He's a former player.
All right.
I mean, Cody Ashe was a former player.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. But... Well, Mancelino moves from third base to the dugout. Buck moves from, dugout to third.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins is Gonzo. Bullpen, or one of the 17 pitching coaches, moves in. So, yeah, I guess. So,
yeah.
Where's John Mabry? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, how about that? You want to know where John Mabry was the previous time for coaching, by any chance?
I would love to know.
Nolan, do you know where John Mabry came from?
No idea.
He was with the Miami Marlins as a hitting coach. Who was the manager of the Marlins when he was there, you're wondering?
Oh, was that Skip?
Skip Schumacher. Huh. Maybe I'm just throwing out the Brian Windhorst type of thing here. Look, the only reason it's
Schumacher's
interesting...
unemployed in the mm-hmm. managerial realm right now. Right?
So... And the Marlins, they had a good turnaround with Skip, and John was there. Maybe this is our Friday conspiracy theories.
Oh, my God.
But I am curious. There is a connection there. Now, let's take it even further back. John played and was a part of the Cardinals organization back when Mike Elias was there as a scout. So there's a deeper connection here. So let's just not get too crazy, right? But
you brought it up.
I did bring it up because with some of those moves, that to me is interesting. The reason why I say this is interesting, I don't remember too many times you bring in somebody in this circumstance that is kind of, I don't want to say this is out of left field, but it kind of feels like it's out of left field. Did you have John Mabry on your bingo card?
I haven't talked about him since he was an active player.
Right? It makes you think. Of all the moves that you could make to help your staff, this one is very different. And especially where he's going to come in, and I think that he can definitely be a sounding board, and he's been around the game for a long time, and you need the experience. Just the timing of everything, it's a little bit puzzling, I'll put it that way. And that's why I'm throwing out there, when you look towards the future and who the Orioles might have to consider if they don't have a turnaround and Manzo doesn't have the interim ripped off the tag to be the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, if John is here now, do you plan for him to be here next year? Right?
Why do you? It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he has to have a connection with someone here, though. I mean, the Skip Schumacher thing is interesting for what happens this offseason.
Ryan mentioned the Elias factor in St. Louis when Elias was there.
So, I mean, like I said, it could just be as simple as that, and they know each other, and you're bringing someone in that makes you feel comfortable. But having said that, it just... The Orioles, this is a whole different conversation, and it has been a talking point, and maybe just because recency biased, talked with Jerry Hairston Jr. earlier this week. So Jerry Hairston, former Baltimore Oriole, current L.A. Dodger analyst, and two names he threw out to me where we were talking about Dave Roberts and how the importance of a manager, and I love Jerry, so he loves to give me a little bit of action here. And without asking, he goes, two names I think the Orioles should look forward into the future and do their homework is Skip Schumacher and George Lombard, the bench coach for the Detroit Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.